Ready? Say it.
Everyone hates Arsenal.
Thank you.
Everyone hates Tottenham is where we're going. Like, no. Tottenham are the worst.
No. Yeah. The Invincibles. Okay.
Yeah. What, is there a point to that? Yeah, well, they went the whole season unbeaten.
Exactly. Cool. Exactly that. It'll probably be on your gravestone as well. That's the only achievement of the season. Let's be honest. I know, exactly. They didn't win the treble. You know, they won a European trophy.
That's true. They don't want the Champions League. They haven't won a European trophy. Well,
how many of you guys have won the Champions League?
Well, again, if we're going to be really, really specific about it, Arsenal were the first London-based team to win the Champions League.
Champion? No. Here he goes. I'm not having that shit.
Why not? Are you going to be sexist now?
Get off this podcast right there, mate.
Are you going to say the women's game's not as important, Mitchell? Is that what you're going to do?
Just like saying England have won the Euros.
Well, we've been cancelled within 1 minute of being on there.
Yeah. Mike, edit that out, mate, please.
That's a cut. Right, so we're going to start with each club's pre-season to date. So who wants to start? Luke, how did Bayern Munich get on today?
I see why you won't start with me. Okay. Did you see the result, or you just started because you know the result?
Yeah. It was 3-2, wasn't it? It was 3-2, wasn't it?
Do you know what? Normally I'm pissed off. Yeah, with Tottenham. But I can't complain. We've had two games against Bayern Munich. The first one we lost 2-1. Wasn't great, but you know, he changed the team quite a bit. And then we lost 3-2, which looked a lot better. We played more of a stronger squad this time, and so did they.
So more of your probably starting lineup next week.
Exactly, yeah. And then, but what annoyed me the most again with Tottenham is we started off really well, scored in the first minute. Great, good finish from Kulusevski. Brilliant.
Another then, Arsenal fan that you've got, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, then every player's an Arsenal fan. Yeah. Start on Solanke.
Don't quote me.
We'll wait on that one. We'll come to that on signings, but going through that was good. And then obviously we concede again, set pieces as usual, or mistakes, always the way. And then obviously Gnabry again loves scoring against Tottenham, loves it.
No way.
He's an Arsenal player, ex-Arsenal player. Okay, yeah, I'll get Arsenal again. Fuck, that's where this is going. This whole podcast is going, by the way, guys. Yeah. But it was the second half. That obviously it's always Tottenham second half, but he took off the players. He brought on like Moore, Bergvall. Kuya did come on in the second half. Yeah, I think he did. Van de Ven come on in the second half, and we just tightened up a bit. And the youngsters look really, really good. The assist for Bergvall to Kuzeski for his second goal was really good. And then yeah, we looked the we looked the better team in the second half. We was at least giving him a game in the second half, and it looked really good. So I don't know what the manager's going to do, because of as we're talking about pre-season games, we only played Hearts. We won 5-1, but it's Hearts. We played
it's Dad's team, mate.
I mean, when our youngsters are scoring against them, I don't think they're that massive. But you got Queen's Park Rangers, we beat 2-0. Vizel Kobe, we won 3-2 against them. K-League team, I think K-League All-Stars, we won 4-3.
Has there been any kind of like outstanding player for you guys so far?
Yeah, so Bergvall's been great. Mickey Moore's been good, the youngster. I think he's only 16. I think he's only young. I think he's just signed a contract now or something like that. Up to, I think, 3 years, because I think if they're under 18, they can't have a contract more than 3 years. Found that out recently, actually. Goes to show how much I pay attention to football.
Don't play Football Manager as much anymore, do you?
Well, no, it's not since our days, Clive, you know, when back in the day. But Will Lancashire, the guy, I think he scored like 30-odd goals in the under-21s last season.
Do you think you're going to see any of them in the first team this year?
I think Bergvall would be getting in. I think him and Madison might be switching between them.
Okay.
Mickey Moore's still
Madison
young.
Madison does struggle with injuries as well, doesn't he?
He does as well. I think Bergvall could be in there. I think Will Lancashire, I think if we've with Solanke now in and with Richarlison always picking up injuries, there's a possibility for Will Lancashire to just get in there as a striker. He's I wouldn't say proven, but he's already got 2 goals. I think he's got so far, maybe no, 3 goals. He's got 3 goals so far in pre-season, which isn't, you know, when you're Hearts, Queen's Park Rangers, and a K League team, you can't really say get an idea yet. But he's putting it in the back of the net regardless. But I think probably those two, Bergvall. We've got youngsters like Ashley Johnson, who's I think he's like Ashley Phillips. He's a youngster who's coming up, tall, 6 foot sign defender. Could be good. And then you, at the moment, I think we just need another. I don't think we need a winger because we've got enough wingers. I think we just need, I don't know, maybe another attacking player, because if Madison is injured and Bergvall's still young, maybe someone in there that can create. But
you never have enough wingers, mate.
Well, yeah, coming from Chelsea, which we'd love to hear what you're going to say on your team. Fucking hell, 44 players or something like that you've got.
I wish it was as simple as that. Yeah. Do you know what? If you include loanee players, it's 56, which is obscene. Obscene.
That's the mental. Average age.
Well, no, Thiago's gone now, so.
He's actually gone, is he?
Yeah, if you don't include the loanees, right? We're a reasonable 41, which is joint top. We're not even top. It's joint top. Do you know?
Forest? Is that with Forest?
No, it's not Forest.
Oh, okay.
One more guess for someone.
Man City.
You shit cunt. No, it's Brighton.
Brighton.
Sorry.
Of all teams. Chelsea joint top with Brighton. And then it drops down to Newcastle with 34.
We'll come back to that later when we talk about signings, shall we?
But yeah, other than that, I've been happy with the pre-seasons. Other than Bayern Munich, which I expect us to lose against Bayern Munich anyway, if they're right. Playing, if they're,
that's a Spurs mentality.
No, well, no, they're playing like full squad. They're playing like the players that you expect to turn up at a Champions League game. You know, they're a tough team, especially away at Bayern Munich. It's going to be tough, and we only lost 2-1. And then at home, we only lost 3-2, which we looked really good in the second half, and we could have got a third.
Classic first.
But from pre-season stuff, I've been good to see the youngsters. I just hope that we can get the season started, but we'll talk on the first 10 fixtures afterwards. But that's me on the pre-season.
Cool. Bob, West Ham?
It's been weird. It's been really, really weird, our pre-season. I think... I can't fucking say his name. So that's a good start.
The manager.
It's an obvious new style of football that he's bringing in. It's been really weird. Like I honestly don't know what to say about it. It's such a clear, we're lacking 2 centre-backs which can actually work together from what I can see from the pre-season. We beat Dagenham and Redbridge 1-0, which is a
massive.
Yeah. And then obviously we went to the Stateside Cup in Florida, which is, we lost to Wolves and Crystal Palace, both 3-1. I think there was a couple of positives in there, to be honest. One massive loss I can say from our pre-season was not having Alvarez in the middle of the park, because it was just a massive loss to us, I think, the whole time. We obviously played Celta Vigo today. It looked a little bit more promising. We had, obviously, Jared Bowen and Paquetar playing, and we looked a lot better, 1-6-5 on penalties.
What was the score after 90?
2-2.
2-2.
Yeah. It's a difficult one because, I mean, we all know that no one really cares about pre-season, do they? To be honest.
No, it's just fitness, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm a little bit scared because there's an obvious transformation in the way that we're playing football. We're playing a much higher line. And I just don't know how we're going to cope with it. We haven't got the defence to deal with that, in my opinion.
So you're going back to playing the West Ham way, yeah?
We're going back to playing the West Ham way, which people have been crying out for. Other than me, I really want David Moyes to stay, right? But
You got to change that sentence, though. You really wanted David Moyes to say he's gone now. He's gone.
That's what I said, right? That's what I said.
I really want him to stay.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, Clive. That's not what I said. Yeah, it's been a weird preseason. It'll be interesting to see. Obviously, we'll talk about signings in a little while to talk about how they're going to impact us. But I just.
Has there been a standout player in?
Not really.
In your opinion? No.
Like, I think Emerson's looked really good as per usual in the games that he's played. Other than that, no. Like I haven't really seen. Like Max Kilman's got a couple of minutes. I say a couple of minutes. It's probably been about an hour and a half that he's played, but he hasn't particularly. I haven't really seen anything that's made me go, oh my God, I'm so glad we signed this guy. No, Clive, to be honest, no one's really stood out for me so far. But I'm sure they will in the season. I'm still positive, and I will talk about that later.
And he will talk about that later.
I'm eating pizza right now. So.
Oh, what's a pizza?
Mitchell, Chelsea's pre-season?
Yeah, it's not great. Lots of goals. All right, we don't talk about Celtic again. That's who loses to Celtic.
Lost to Celtic as well. So
and then they went on to win the league.
Well, it's not happened yet.
Oh, that was their pre-season as well. That was this pre-season. Well, who knows? Yeah, we it's the same old problem as last season. Very leaky defence. We are going to have to outscore teams.
Because the thing is, with our last season as well, you didn't have the firepower up front. You had, what was his name?
Jackson. Yeah. Which I don't even think he's featured much in this pre-season. And Nkunku, who can do the striker role or the number 10 role, he was injured for most of
the
our
whole season.
Yeah,
sure.
He's been pretty good in this pre-season. Him and Madueke, who plays on the right wing, have been the standout players. They've scored between them every game. But that, I don't know what's going to happen with Madueke, because I like the look of him. But you've got Palmer that also plays on the right if he's not in the number 10 role. You've got Neto coming in. So I don't know what's going to happen with him. But as for the other results, I mean, we won one game in our pre-season. I think we've got the last game tomorrow against Inter Milan, which will be interesting to see, because I think Palmer's back for that one. Palmer's not been here for the whole of the pre-season.
Mm-hmm.
But we drew Wrexham, we lost to Celtic, we beat Club America, which you should do.
But you drew Wrexham, so, you know.
Wrexham, listen, they got a lot of money, right? They're doing all right for themselves. And then it's City and Madrid, and the City game again was a tight game, even though we lost 4-2, because I think it was two quick fire goals right at the start of the game, and then another two quick fire goals about 10-15 minutes into the second half. And it's just
and it was
sloppy
mistakes
defense
as well, from what I heard. Yeah,
just sloppy defense. Obviously, he still doesn't know his favourite back four at the moment, so you know it's changing. Each game, each half. I'm a little bit upset there's been no Chilwell. I think he's played about half a game during this pre-season, which is a shame because I like Chilwell. Cucurella obviously hasn't been pre-season. He had Gusto playing a little bit at left-back, which is Gusto normally plays on the right. But James has played every game this pre-season, which fills me with hope, because if he can stay fit, If he stays fit, and we have Palmer stays fit the whole season, and Nkunku, if he plays as well as he has been in this pre-season,
you might come 10th.
We might come 10th.
You might not sack a manager.
We might not get relegated. Yeah. So who knows? It's a mixed bag.
Excellent. Arsenal's been pretty similar up and downs. Beat United, drew Bournemouth, lost to Liverpool, smashed by Leverkusen, which was nice. Kind of lots of different goal scorers, which have been pretty nice. Like Fabio Vieira scored, Jesus has got a couple, Havertz has been get in a couple. Even Zinchenko popped up with one against Leverkusen. Do you know what? I was quite impressed with United in the first half against us. They pressed really, really high and quick, even Rashford, which was quite interesting to see. But in that game, we haven't had the likes of Saka, Rice, either goalkeeper, either of our first choice centre halves, left back, like Timber's been playing kind of left, right centre half, stepping into midfield. He's looked good, so hopefully we get a full season out of him, depending on where he's going to play as well.
When did he come back?
He was coming back kind of the end of last season, had a few minutes in the under-21s and even a few minutes in the Premier League. But because we have been quite lucky in regards to left back with Tomiyasu and Zinchenko and Ben White at right back. And even the Polish lad, I can't say his name. I'm not ever going to be able to say his name. We've had options, which, again, I'll talk about with their signings in a little bit. But, yeah, the Bayern Leverkusen match was obviously the standout match to beat them 4-1. Is really, really good. Good for the confidence for the team going into the start of the season. And the way that we scored two goals within 2 minutes and was just kind of on them the whole time is nice. Obviously, like every team at the moment, it wasn't their first choice team because of international duties and whatnot. And we play Lyon tomorrow in our final pre-season match, the Emirates Cup. For me, there's been a couple of things. Left back is going to be an interesting choice for Arsenal this season because Zinchenko looks like he's going to be fully fit. He missed a lot of games for the last two seasons for injury, but he can't defend. He can't.
I don't know what you're talking about, Clive. He's the best player on earth.
Against Liverpool, I'd say he's a bit suspect for their first and maybe even their second goal. And we're going to have, say, a new sign in who can possibly play there, Tomiyasu who can possibly play there, Timber who can play there. So we've got a lot of options at left back. Also, we've had the 17-year-old Ethan Nwori play, and he's been very good in the number kind of 10 role. But we've got Martin Odegaard who's arguably the second best number 10 in the league after Kevin De Bruyne. I'd said arguably, Luke, whilst you make those noises. I did let there be some space in there for you to argue. But yeah, I think overall I've been pretty happy. And it's been a decent pre-season for Arsenal.
I'm glad you said that because nobody wants to have a decent pre-season. It fills you with a sense of security, and now who's your opening game? You'll lose it.
We've got Wolves first.
You'll lose it, mate. 1-0. 1-0 Wolves.
Well, he's got his prediction in early there. That's for brilliant. Sure. So do we want to move on to signings, or does anyone else want to make any comments about other people's pre-seasons?
Yeah.
Go on.
No. I kind of do. I was talking about West Ham earlier, and I felt like I was a little bit negative.
Wasn't talking about West Ham earlier, was you?
I was, yeah. that's something that I do quite often, to be fair. But I was a little bit negative. Yes, we wasn't playing, you know, our best team for the whole time. However, there's just a lot of concerns for me. Also, Mitchell, I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh.
And this is just not to do with your pre-season, but it was to do with Chelsea in general.
Hit me.
What do you think about... because Chelsea were doing so well at the end of last season.
Oh, yeah. Why did Poch leave? What's gone on?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? It's the Cowboy. Cowboy comes in shooting his guns. He's he's not happy. Oh, I didn't want Poch to go, and it looked like he was getting a nice little system going the last 10 games.
You won 6 in a row, didn't you, at the end?
Yeah, which got us into the, well, would have got us into the Europa if United didn't beat City in the FA Cup, which is ridiculous. But
let's not start people winning cups to knock people, teams out of the,
especially Chelsea.
Out of
oh, bloody hell, yeah. We beat your Champions League because of Chelsea. No, don't go there. Yes.
Oh, listen, bloody hell. Listen,
it's hard work carrying these two Champions League trophies.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, when you buy the league with like a Russian billionaire, you know, just like Man City did. You know,
here we go.
When teams like Arsenal and Tottenham and West Ham don't have that.
Got to be careful what you say here because of liability and whatnot.
Oh,
Luke,
sorry,
you know?
Yeah.
I remember when you were as shit as us, Mitchell.
At the time.
Listen. Before the money came in, all right, we won the treble. Let's not forget that. Okay? First team to do it. Yes. 1997. I can't remember the trophies.
What?
97. Let me look that up. Chelsea treble. It was like the Worthington Cup, the Cup Winners' Cup. And I think it was the UEFA Super Cup.
Oh, fuck off.
I mean, I wouldn't be bragging about that.
I agree Trevor. With Bob. Fuck off.
Yeah.
So, you know, did it for United. That's what it matters.
Arsenal's Women's Champions League win is all I say.
Listen, Clive, all right, you need to stop with that now. That's the second time you've done that. Fuck's sake. No, Bob, yeah, I'm not happy with it because... I mean, it's always been the Chelsea way to change managers quickly. But, like we said, too many players. And now this guy comes in. He doesn't want the system that Poch left it as. So he's trying to get in his own players and sell the players that Poch brought in.
I don't think your managers make any signings whatsoever. And this leads us into the signings quite nicely. So, well done, everyone. But... I don't think Chelsea's managers make the decisions. They'd probably write down one or two names and then Todd will go off and get whoever the fuck he wants.
Hopefully not this time round. I say that, but we've done 12 signings and spent $243 million. So I don't know what's going on. I couldn't tell you half the signings. I don't know, Clive, if it's Todd Bowley or if it's the manager. Well, there's a couple that come from Leicester that was with him under Leicester. One of them
so
being...
So Dewsbury Hall, yeah. Sure.
Dewsbury Hall, yeah. Which is still an odd one because I like the look of Dewsbury Hall, but you get rid of Gallagher and then get Dewsbury Hall in. It's like, what's the difference?
Well, you know my feelings on Gallagher as well. Like for me, he's not good enough to play for Chelsea if you want to be in the top four.
But Dewsbury Hall is?
But Dewsbury Hall isn't either. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
But that to me would be a manager's signing, not a Cowboy signing.
Sure.
Because he's not going to know any different, is he? Which kind of fills me with hope that maybe the manager is slightly getting his way.
The other thing with the Gallagher sell is all the financial fair play, right? You're selling a homegrown player that didn't cost anything. So however much you sell them for is
I think pure it's 38
profit.
Mil.
So that's pure profit off your financial fair play bullshit.
Yeah, and there's a couple like that because Brozier came through our academy. We're trying to sell him at the moment. And Trevor Chalobah, he came through the academy and they're trying to sell him at the moment as well.
Chalobah's your defender, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, we've got about a million defenders.
Okay, West Ham. Sniff around that one.
I mean, I've been quite happy, to be fair. Like, it's the most money, up until this point. Like, when we was under David Moyes, it was very much, let's sign a couple of players very last minute.
Do you think this is the Rice money?
Maybe. I mean, it must be coming from somewhere. I mean, you know our owners. Like, they don't spend it.
He knows it well.
I mean, I've got to be honest with you, Clive. I don't know much about the people that come over, other than Max Gilman, obviously. But again,
you got
from the
Faulkner, the good goal scorer in German league.
Faulkner,
whatever his name is, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know the signings, I just don't know much about them. Like, I've looked at videos on YouTube.
The YouTubes, yeah.
And, I mean, but I've seen a YouTube video about Colton Cole, for example. and he looks brilliant on there, you know. So you never really know.
Of course you're going to bring Colton Cole up.
One of the things I didn't get about the Fulker signing, however you say his name, is a four-year deal for a 31-year-old in the Premier League.
Yeah, but like,
if it doesn't work, you're not getting rid of him.
Yeah, but I mean, it's got to work, isn't it? I mean, who else are we going
to... The optimism.
Like, who else are we going to fall back on? Like, Antonio? Like,
well, yeah, that's your other option, isn't it?
Yeah, but at least we've got another option now. And I think that was the most important thing for us. And then, like I was mentioning earlier, the concerns from the pre-season's match. Well, I think literally today, we've signed, well, I say signed, I think we've got him on a year loan. But Jean-Claire Todibo?
Is this the one that you got from Nice, but like Juventus were just about to get him and you've kind of snuck in? And...
That's him, yeah. Nice little centre-back. I think that's exactly what we needed.
Little centre-back. Do you need a little centre-back?
He's not that little, to be fair. He's fairly sizable, from what I can tell. But again, don't know much about him. I know he's a French international. I know he came from Nice, and that's about all I know. But I'm sure that... the positive thing that I can find from that is that, obviously, we've had these pre-season matches. The manager's obviously seen that there is a problem there, and we've made signings reflecting those problems, which is a positive thing from a West Ham point of view. Somerville from Leeds as well. Any of you know?
Yeah, I think that's a nice little signing. He's a winger, isn't he? Like left-sided winger?
Left winger, yeah. Brilliant signing, in my opinion. Well, from what I've seen of him at Leeds, he looks pretty damn good. So
he did look good because he did play... This season they went down in the Premier League as well. Yeah. So he's already played Premier League. He's got that experience.
Yeah.
And he was probably their best player in the Championship last year. Well, best forward player in the Championship last year. Right?
Yeah. But, for me, from a West Ham point of view, this has been a really, really positive transfer market so far.
Have you got rid of any players that you wouldn't have liked to get rid of? Or?
No. Like, what's his face? Benrahma. No. Went last season. I mean, yes.
I thought that was on loan though, wasn't it?
Don't fucking put me on the spot like this, Clive.
Apologies.
I think it was.
Cut that, Mike.
Yeah, cut that out. What's his name? Ben Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gone to Ipswich on a free transfer. I quite like Ben Johnson. He was just never getting first team football at West Ham. So I kind of understand why that's happened. And I'm quite glad that he's gone to Ipswich because they're kind of a second team for me at the moment. I mean, positive. Positive. Positive.
Positive.
There you go.
Should I just keep saying positive?
Yeah, one more time. So do we speak about that lovely Arsenal fan at Tottenham signed today then, Luke?
To the Solanke.
That's the one.
Oh dear.
Chelsea reject.
Do you know what? I'm happy. I'm happy with the signing.
65 million?
Well, not 65
million. Was it 65 million?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's 55 million and then 10 million bonus or whatever they're going to be, their appearances, goals. I don't know whether it is. We'll find out.
The Champions League or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah, it'll be whatever. But 55 million for him is quite a lot. But I think he's 26 from memory.
He did have a good season last year, and he looked like he's finally found his feet in the Premier League.
From what I've seen of him, and from last season, just some extra stats and stuff since we've signed him now, as you do. Check into it. Like he's had like good stats, like aerial ability in terms of strikers.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's been like first in aerial ability, first in like ball control.
What
and stuff does like
that mean? Aerial ability is that attacking in the box? Defended?
Aerial jewels. They call it aerial jewels. So where I don't know, mate. Probably where the ball's going up to him up front, and he's won it in the air. I don't know, but he's like the first striker to. This top, I don't know what they do on these websites. That they just put it. They don't give me all the stats today. You know, until what you have for breakfast and lunch, they just give me aerial jokes. All right, but
they don't tell you what he's had for breakfast.
I mean, whatever he was, look, whatever he was eating last season, please continue eating the same thing this season. Because if he plays like he did last season in the Spurs team,
his cereal jewels is cereal.
He's gonna have some dodgy lasagna last season. No, I'll tell you about that.
Just going for Champions League. Yeah, it'll be dodgy lasagna. Yeah. As long as they don't play West Ham, we'll be all right. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for the sign. I've seen a lot of Tottenham fans get the ump about it, and they're like, oh, I want to get Ivan Toney, but I think he's 29, Toney, and obviously we don't even bet in on Tottenham because he'd be fucked.
He loves it.
He would be fucked. But no, in all seriousness, I think Solanke could be a good signing with Richarlison having the two strikers, and we could always do what worked for England when we stuck two people up front.
Yeah, you just something that worked for England.
Well,
don't start, Clive. Like,
it looked good for England when we had two strikers up top. We looked more attacking. And yes, Mitchell, when Cole Palmer come on as well.
Use the word "good" in a different way, can we? Because like England and good don't go together.
Look, I'm not saying that we played good. I'm just saying that we looked good.
Better would be the right word.
No, because I don't think better is a. I mean, better's better than good. I think
well, not necessarily. Like, no. You could be awful, and better is okay.
Well, I'm going with good. All right, we look good with the two strikers. But anyway, ignore England because obviously we don't care about that now. That's gone now. Done, dusted. Wait for World Cup, or Euros, or whatever it is, or whatever's next. I don't know. World Cup, mate.
Well,
so
I mean,
do you think that is what Spurs are going to have in mind, though, to do the two up front thing?
I think it could work when we're looking for that extra goal. Because what we've had in the past is we've always just take striker off, and that might be like, or Son's gone up front and Richarlison's come off, and then someone's gone on the left, like Werner or someone like that. I think having another striker, yes, we could take the striker off for another striker that we know that can score goals. We could do that, or we'd be like, you know what, one of the wingers are not doing that well, or instead of playing two bloody defensive midfield players all the time, which I hate so much, take one of those off and stick another striker up top and just go for it. But we don't. It's always like, oh, why don't we just bring on another defensive midfield? I remember they bring Oliver Skip on for like Werner. I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck is he doing? We need a goal, so you're going to bring on a defender that hasn't scored in like 2 years. It makes no sense sometimes on some of the
Werner doesn't score goals.
The tactics. Well, look, I don't care if he doesn't, but he got like what 8-9 assists or whatever it was last season.
Enough, Timo. He's a mad bastard.
You know, the guy's got pace and he just attacks players. I'm all for that. He might not score, but he's making the defenders drop deeper, which means that there's more space for us to get through because he's making those runs behind. It's just that Maddison was injured, so we weren't really making those passes when they were making the runs. Pre-season looked pretty good with Maddison in there. He does switch off a bit, but on Solanke, I think he'll fit in. I just don't know if he'll be a starter if Richarlison's.
I think you should start him over Richarlison, in my honest opinion.
I don't know. Like, if you look at the stats, I think Richarlison still has better overall stats. And probably experience in
probably
the Premier League as well.
He's played more Premier League.
He's played more games, but he's obviously got experience for Brazil and in the Premier League with Everton. And he can just offer that. He's good in the air as well. It's just unfortunately he's injury prone. Solanke had a really good season last season, but just like what they used to say with Kane, he's a one season wonder, and then now look at him. So Solanke, give him the benefit of the doubt. I have a feeling they'll probably be on the bench. And if Richarlison isn't doing the job, because, you know, the manager will drop him because he's been doing that for Son as well when he's not been playing well. He's not like Gareth Southgate that will just continue playing Kane up front for all the games.
Let's not talk about Gareth Southgate.
Yeah.
Let's just move straight past it.
I'm just making an analogy there. But, yeah, so I think he'll do that. But you might be right, Clive. You might be right that he might just be like, you know what, Richarlison's been injured anyway. So I think he's fit. Let's just... because he hasn't really played any pre-season.
The other thing with it as well is like, Solanke is like a striker, right? He's an out striker. Yeah. Whereas Richarlison, you often play him out left. So he's a bit more utility player. And that's what makes me think like your starting three next season is probably going to be Solanke, Son, and Kulusevski, right?
Well, Kulusevski
and then Maddison behind.
No, I think Brendan Johnson's going to be on the right.
Oh, mate, Brendan Johnson, surely not.
He's had a good preseason. He's had a good preseason. He's looking good, looking sharp.
What's his aerial jewels?
What does he have for cereal?
I don't know, unfortunately, Mitchell, but I'm sure I'll find out for the next podcast. But yeah, I think having him on the right, I think Kulusevski might be somewhere in the centre somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere. Yeah, and then I think it would be Son on the left and with either Solanke or Richarlison up front. I don't think Kulusevski will be on the right because he hasn't played there in pre-season.
Okay.
He's played in, him and Maddison have played in like, we've had one defensive midfield player and him and Maddison have been in midfield.
Maybe it will work. I just think you're going to be very, very open for possession-based teams to manipulate that, I think.
I agree with you. I just feel like the way that he plays, Postecoglou, is that as long as we're attacking, scoring goals at the other end, he's happy to just concede four goals as long as we score 10. It's weird.
Losing 3-2, Clive.
Exactly.
I didn't say I was happy.
We played against Bayern Munich, but at least we only lost 2-1.
I don't know what the previous results were against Bayern Munich, but I'm sure when we played them in like a proper competitive game, I think we got beat 7-1 or something like that.
Can Serge Gnabry score a trick?
Yeah, I think he might have scored four goals. It was either three or four goals. That's what I'm saying. So it's a big step up. But like I said, I was expecting to lose against them just because they played a pretty strong team against us. And they would look right for blood. And funny enough, Harry Kane won a trophy as well at the end of that game.
No, he did not.
Yes. He did. He won some Malta trophy thing.
No, he did against not. Spurs. It doesn't count.
No, they don't count. But I guess on his trophy cabinet, it does.
It's funny, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I can make the joke now. Yeah. Poor guy. Feel for him. They'd probably win something now this season, the upcoming season.
That's what everyone thought last season. And then Bayern Leverkusen.
How unlucky is he that the one game that he was available to play, which was the game that they had the final one, and they lost that to win the cup. All they had to do was win. All they had to do was come on
Spurs voodoo,
and do something. I know. And then obviously, the first time in what, 10 years? I don't know what stats work like. You might know it.
It's 10 years. Ten years.
That they haven't won the league. And he's still their top goal scorer with 30 odd goals or 40 goals.
Just 40 goals. 41 goals, I think he scored in all competitions last year.
That's mental. But him, that's a good signing. Archie Gray from Leeds for 18 million. He can play right back or defensive midfield player, which is why we're getting rid of. Who's the Brazilian guy? Emerson. He's off, I think, to AC Milan.
You got him from Barcelona, didn't you?
Yeah, Barcelona.
Was it Barca? Emerson Royal or what?
Yeah, Emerson Royal. Yeah, might have been, but yeah, he's off to, I think, AC Milan. So Archie Gray will probably fill in there, or Jed Spence. He's looked really good as well in pre-season. He sorted his life around because he's a bit of a.
Is that the Forest lad?
It was, yeah, the Forest lad, yeah. He's a pretty good
One good game against Arsenal whilst he was on loan for Forest and top of the lines. We'll have a bit of that.
No, you know what happened? Someone was playing FIFA and realised that his pace was 95 and was like, Tottenham need someone since Kyle Walker's gone with pace. Let's just stick him at right back. So, well, he plays right back, but let's just get him in. And I think that's what's happened. Same with Brennan Johnson. His pace was 93 or something. So just quick players.
All comes down
and Lucas Bergvall. The young guy I mentioned earlier on, he's looking good, so we'll see what happens there. But for keep it with the free signings for now, we have signed some other ones on the back end, but nothing like going to be starting.
That's a really weird noise to make. Cut that mic, cut that, chop.
Give it in.
What noise? No,
make that the intro.
It was the interesting. Interesting.
So Arsenal's transfer market, it's not been amazing yet for me. We've signed David Raya on a permanent, which was always going to happen, wasn't it? Golden Glove winner last season.
Oh, see, stats.
Obviously replaced Ramsdale, which I wasn't too pleased with at the time because I think Ramsdale was doing a very good job. But it's the little differences that we need now to try and topple City. Which is like maybe why we've signed another defender. I don't think defence was the issue last year. We I think we had the best defence in the in the Premier League. But maybe it's that 1 or 2% extra that we need. So yeah, Ricardo Calafiori comes in. Not sure where he's going to play. If it's going to be centre half or left back. If it's centre half, that means Gabriel might be on the bench because Saliba is probably. He's up there in the top three defenders in the league, right?
I won't deny that. And I hate Arsenal. I think he's brilliant. I really do.
So it's going to be interesting. We're crying out for more midfield cover now that we've, in my opinion, wrongly sold Smith Rowe. But
yeah,
I think for 35 million, that's an absolute bargain for Fulham. I think he'd be very good for Fulham.
Do you think he's worth more than that?
I think so, yeah.
But he hasn't really proven himself properly, though, has he? Because he's always been injured.
I think if you look at the first season he came in, one of the seasons we finished eighth, him and Saka were the reasons why Arteta stayed in the job, really. And he was playing that number 10 role fantastically. His problem has been his injuries. That has really kind of, like, Martin Odegaard took full advantage of that and Martin Odegaard is a better player. There's no doubt in that. But I think rotation with, like, there's going to be a lot of games this season, Champions League as well. I think there's enough games to get Smith Rowe playing more. But I think one of the headaches we've got this season is what do we do with Kai Havertz? And I think the idea will probably be to drop him back into the number 10 role as well as Odegaard. So you're rotating Kai and Martin as Jesus is fit and he's looking pretty sharp in pre-season. The other thing is if we do sign a striker, it gives you the option to put Jesus out as cover for Saka or Martinelli or Trossard, if Trossard's going to be starting left winger, which again... On the pre-season, Trossard looked very good.
He was good last season. I like Trossard.
He was, yeah. He was. He's great at coming in. But most of our business has been outgoings. Elneny's finally left on a free, which is kind of... He's never set the world alight in regards to his ability, but he seemed to be a character around the squad and the squad loved him. So it's how do you replace that? Then we've let Cedric Soares go, which is no big loss. Sambi Lokonga has gone to Seville on loan. And Nuno Tavares has gone to Lazio on loan. Neither of those players really were able to play in the Premier League. By the looks of it, like Sambi had a couple of good games for Luton, but never really looked great. And Tavares can even get into Forest's side when we loaned him to Forest. Yeah, I hope there's still going to be a little bit more business. I hope we get another midfielder in. And, here's to hoping we get a proper striker. If we get a proper striker, then all bets are off.
Do you know where your squad size is in comparison to everyone else?
I'd say we're probably third or fifth highest.
You are joint bottom.
Ah, that doesn't bother me
24.
At all.
24. Joint bottom with Fulham.
Nice.
Yeah.
Don't mind that at all.
Where are Spurs? Why can't I see them? West Ham are where they belong, 14th. Tottenham. I think you're 7th with 30.
Yeah.
I could have this as the league table for the season.
Where Chelsea are top.
Chelsea number one.
Top, yeah, number one. Yeah,
top 41.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're still going Chelsea as well, aren't they?
I don't even know if that includes Neto today.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's a great signing, but it's not it's not plugging the holes, is it? It's not where we need signings, unless right. The thing is, Neto played on the right for Wolves. He can't play on the right for us unless.
Well, Cole Palmer, yeah. Like.
Yeah, unless you do move Palmer into the middle as the 10 and keep him there. But I like Madueke on the right as well. But where we do struggle is the left wing, because I don't rate Sterling. I'm sorry, Sterling, mate, but I don't rate you. Murdyk, oh, what the fuck's going on there? Absolutely no clue whatsoever. I quite like Chukwuemeka, but again, that's just going to be a player that gets sold eventually. So if Neto can play on the left, what then you've got Palmer possible? On the right. And who's laughing?
I just heard a little noise in the background. What was that?
I can hear a popping.
Yeah, someone had like a push pop or something.
Is it that?
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah, why is that?
That's. I'm tipping my pen lid on my paper. I'm pointing at the players that I've written down on my little map that I've got here. It's very technical.
Oh, fucking hell, you're prepared.
I need to be because my knowledge is fucking wank. Memory of a goldfish.
You brought it up, not us.
Yeah, yes, but that, yes. That's it now.
Mic, it as well.
Mic that out, Eddie.
No, do not. Do not do that. No.
Yeah. So, yeah, Palmer on the right, Neto on the left, and Nkunku up front, or Gehi Gui, however you pronounce his name. Stop fucking laughing, mate. All right. and then it's just outscoring the other teams, isn't it? That's all we can hope for.
Yeah, I'm not so sure on that. I mean, with Reece James back in the squad, like your defence is going to be a bit better, maybe.
Listen, he'll reach the third game if he's lucky, and he'll tear both his ACLs, and he'll be out for 2 years.
That's prediction number one from Mitchell this season. That's the first prediction. There
upsets me so much because he's probably one of my favourite Chelsea players. The guy! I don't think he's done a full season. It's very upsetting.
Probably the only Chelsea player that you can properly name. That's left.
Well.
I mean, he did Raheem Sterling and
very much.
Yeah, give him the benefit.
Listen, let's not talk about pronouncing players' names, all right?
That I will struggle all season long. So.
I mean, you can't even pronounce Jesus.
Jesus, mate.
Jesus Christ playing up front.
Jesus. We do have Jesus playing for us, yeah.
Okay,
he's Arsenal's number 9. So, predictions then. Obviously, Mitchell's done his first. Reece James to do his ACL after three games.
He's not making the fifth game. He's not making the West Ham game.
He's not making the West Ham game. So, do we want to do top four? Going from Bob first. Bob, who's your top four?
I mean, I've got to go City.
In this order, yeah?
Yep. So top City. Although I'm kind of struggling to say that because if they get any kind of charges along the way or whatever,
that won't impact the playing.
Yeah. Second.
Don't do it. Say West Ham, just for the shits and giggles.
I think it's going to be West Ham. No, I'm joking. I think. Do you know what? I'm going to throw. Fuck's sake! I wish I would have actually predicted this properly before I came on here.
Yeah, I've not done that either.
Yeah.
It was in the fucking agenda.
I'm going to go Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Ooh.
Okay.
Third, Arsenal.
Gutted.
And fourth, I think United.
Okay.
I could just see it this season. They've kept a manager for one. I just think they're going to do well. I don't know why. I don't want them to, but I think they will.
All right, Mitch, your top four?
Well, I don't think United are going to do well, and I think Ten Hag is going to get sacked at some point. I think it's going to be City again, and I think it'll be Arsenal again.
You just told me not to do that because you had that.
I know, but
that's why
I'm taking it seriously, mate. Right? And going on that thread, taking it seriously, Chelsea third. No, that's a joke. Who is third? I'll come back to that. Fourth, I'm going to go Villa. Third.
Two good seasons in a row for Villa.
They keep getting better.
West Ham spent 5 million on the first game of the season. Then you change your fucking tune.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, third. Clive, I really don't know, mate.
Well, just make a prediction, mate. You've got Tottenham,
Newcastle. United,
you've got Liverpool.
I'm going to go Newcastle, yeah.
Oh, fucking, you are out there, isn't
I know, it's
Jesus.
Awful, isn't it? I really don't like Newcastle. Sorry, Newcastle.
Luke?
Liverpool.
He's typing away.
Nope, I'm not. Liverpool, Man City.
Liverpool top.
Do you go Liverpool top?
Yeah, I think Liverpool are going to win it. I think Man City. I think Man City will finish second. Arsenal third. Tottenham fourth.
Fucking hell! You've been
on it as well. Look at that. That's what we like.
No, I think Liverpool are going to win it.
I think they're going to have a bad season.
No, I've got a feeling that.
I mean, they've looked good in pre-season, is what I'll say.
It's always a bad thing.
Yeah, well, I don't think Man City will win it again. I think they'll drop off a bit. And
you just don't want to say Arsenal, do you?
See, I'm saying Arsenal. Arsenal number one.
I can't say Arsenal, mate. It goes against everything.
I think it's natural progression now. We've been knocking on the door. We're going Arsenal number one, calling it here.
Clive.
Yeah.
Before you go through your predictions, can I just raise something with you? Right.
Go on.
You said a minute ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it was in the agenda.
Well, it was in the agenda. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it wasn't.
Predictions were in the agenda, but
you
not
say
top four. Right.
Predictions.
What else
are you going to predict when the world's going to fucking end?
Well, maybe where your team's going to finish.
Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. We've got some more to come as well yet, so shut the fuck up, but let me do mine.
All I'm saying is that, do you know what? Fuck you, Clive. Go on. Go do your fucking predictions and I hope you fail.
Well, one of us is, well, we're all going to fail probably. All right, so Arsenal first, City second, Liverpool third, United fourth is what I'm going with.
You're both
confident with United.
Again, against us in pre-season, their press, if they're able to keep it up, not just because it was against us.
Who's clapping?
I think Bob's making noise right now.
Oh, I had water, sorry.
God damn it, Bob. Have a glass, you knob. So the next predictions are your bottom three or who the relegated teams.
You know, talk about putting us on the spot. I can't just say predictions, can I?
It does say predictions.
Yeah, I didn't do that either.
Fucking. Oh, I'll give you the next ones as well. So we're going to have relegated teams, top goal scorer, best signing, worst signing. All right. And then that's predictions over.
Fucking hell.
So we'll start with Luke.
I can't remember
at this
the other
point.
Two that he said, to be honest.
So, relegated teams, yeah.
Not the Forest. Ipswich and Fulham.
No. Fulham, okay.
I mean, they just signed Sessegnon, mate. Yeah, that's it.
Well, they've also signed Smith Rowe, so
yeah,
they could have a banging season.
No.
Mitch?
So then, yeah. I'm going to say, it's got to be Ipswich, isn't it?
Got to be.
Got to be Ipswich.
Be. They've got a great manager. There's no way they're going
to. Got to be Ipswich. West Ham.
Wow.
And
are you joking? Are you not joking?
I'm going to say it. West Ham and Southampton.
West Ham to go down.
Bob, just say Chelsea, mate.
Yeah,
just
I'm going Chelsea
laughs.
First.
You know, and it wouldn't even be that far out there.
No, I'm not going Chelsea, Clive. You delete that straight away. I'm going to go Leicester.
Okay.
Fulham.
Fulham as well. Oh, looks hate for Fulham.
And Southampton.
Southampton. Clives. Oh.
I just sing your own name, mate.
Southampton, Ipswich and Forest for me.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I like Nottingham Forest. I want them to stay up.
I mean, they're just the cheap version of Chelsea, aren't they? Buy all the players and don't do anything. So best signing or top goal scorer. Is everyone going to have Haaland?
I think everyone sort of knows how he plays now. And if De Bruyne stays fit, then I have a feeling yes. But, I mean, who else is there? Who finished in there last season?
So you got Ollie Watkins, obviously Solanke, possibly.
Depends if he starts for Tottenham.
Bob Palmer.
He does take penalties.
He gets
most of his goals. Right, so Luke, top goal scorer, Mitchell, top goal scorer, Bob, top goal scorer. Let's go.
Let's go with Salah.
Mo, it's a good shout.
Because I've gone for Liverpool to win the league, so let's go with Salah. Let's go all on a Liverpool. Don't tell Ali, because he'll go mental.
Mitchell?
I will say Palmer, just to be different.
You are a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, mate. We'll see.
And Bob.
Absolute dickheads. I'm going Haaland.
I'm going Haaland as well. Easy clap.
Yeah, but it's just too obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a prediction. That's
too obvious.
All right. Okay.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Best signing, boys. Who do you think is going to be the best signing of the season?
I think Niklas Füllkrug. And I think he's going to be second top goalscorer to Haaland.
We don't care about second top goalscorers, Bob.
Well, I do, from a West Ham point of view. If we could get someone that scores over 20 goals, that'd be fantastic.
How many goals did Haaland
score? How do you spell his name?
F-U-double-L. Oh, wait. Yep. F-U-double-L-K-R-U-G.
I thought he was going to say F-U-C-K, but... Mitch, best signing of the season?
I don't know, mate. I really can't. I couldn't tell you.
Excellent.
Overall or for Chelsea?
Overall. I'm going to go Smith Rowe at Fulham. I think that's a banging signing for Fulham. Unless Arsenal sign Ollie Watkins, and then I'll change my mind. But it's not going to happen. So. Whilst Mitch has a think, do you know who you want to say?
So that's a no.
That's a no to that question.
I needed more homework time for this one.
There's a lot of...
We'll come to worst signing next week then. So we'll just do the best signing for now. Worst signing can be next week. So you don't think it's going to be any player for yourselves?
Well, I want to say Solanke, but... fuck it. Let's go Bergvall. I think you're getting...
How do you spell his name?
As it stands. B-E-R-G. V-A-L-L.
Bergvall is how I'd say that.
Bergvall. Yeah, that's just...
Okay.
You don't need to emphasise the vowel.
Do I not?
No.
All right.
Who's to say?
Luke. Expert in... Is he Dutch?
Swedish.
Expert in Swedish names. Luke Jaw. And we're just waiting for Mitchell now.
I don't think you're going to get one, mate.
I've got my worst signing, by the way.
Oh, Luke, see?
Ryan Sessegnon. Simple. He's going to be out injured most of the season.
That was from Spurs to Fulham, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they class it as from Tottenham, because I think we released him, and then...
Because you bought him from Fulham, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, yeah. Ryan Fredericks is still playing football. Fuck my life.
Right, so I think whilst Mitchell contemplates his best signing, which we're not going to get tonight... what else was on the agenda? So we've got the
top 10 fixtures, first 10 fixtures.
And the AI.
And Mitchell's great segment idea. Yeah. He needs to get that one in, doesn't he?
Fucking right, mate.
Right, so first 10 fixtures for West Ham, Bob.
Okay. Well, do you want me to talk them through them all individually?
Just, I think if you give us your overall kind of thoughts, get like how many points you think you might have at the end of it.
Okay.
Tough opening, easy opening. Just your thoughts on it at the moment.
I mean, it's a tough opening. Mm-hmm. We've got City, Villa, Spurs, and United all within the first 10 games.
Nice.
Villa at home, first game of the season. I'm really, really hoping that we get off to a good start, mm-hmm. beat them 2-3-0. You know, that'd be fantastic.
I am gonna ask you for your score prediction for that one as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that was only a hope, Clive. So don't.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not putting that down yet. No, that's fine.
I think the first 10 games. Oh, and we've got Chelsea as well. I was just looking at them then.
That's the big game, isn't it, Bob?
Is it? No, that's the one where I thought guaranteed 3 points.
That's that classic mid-table clash.
Yeah.
Relegation clash this season, apparently.
Yeah.
I think if we came out of that with 15 points, we'd be doing very well, I would say, with our first 10 fixtures.
15 points. You'd be happy with that.
Happy with that out of the first 10 fixtures, yeah. You could argue that the start of the season's the best time to play City.
Yeah, they're usually slow starters, aren't they?
Yeah, and we're playing them at home. But I can't see us getting a result out of that. But then we have got a couple of fixtures like Ipswich, we're playing at home. We've got Fulham, Palace. But even Palace, we just got beat 3-1 by Palace in pre-season. But I think I'd be happy with 15 points. I'm very happy with that, actually.
So Arsenal, a bit like West Ham, have got, in my opinion, horrible first 10 fixtures. We play Villa, we play Brighton, we play Spurs, we play City, we play Liverpool, and we play Newcastle in the first 10 games. But we're going to win the league, so I'm confident that we're going to end up with 25 points out of those 10 games.
That's a big one.
We're beating City and Spurs. Fuck them. Both away as well, one after the other. We got Liverpool at home in that little stint. City, Spurs away, Villa away, and Villa were the bogey team last season. They beat us home and away. I'm pretty sure they beat us at home as well. Yeah. It's going to be, and Newcastle away. So, I mean, it could, if we get through that with a lot of points in the bags, it will make hopefully the end of the season a bit easier. That's for sure.
Can we talk about Villa a little bit here, right? Do we actually think they're going to do that well this season?
Yes.
I mean, I know you do, Mitch, they're in your top four. But everyone else, do we feel like they're going to do that well?
I think they'll be hovering around, personally, just because they've got a squad that seems to gel very well.
Unai Emery's a good manager. Yeah. I know he didn't work at Arsenal, but he is a good manager.
Mm-hmm.
But Champions League, they're not used to playing European football.
Yeah, that's the headache, isn't it? Yeah.
I think they will have a bit of a dip, like Newcastle. Like, you get Champions League football and you're not then able to handle the 2-3 fixtures a week. So I think they will dip. I don't know if they've strengthened their squads. Obviously, Douglas Luiz is gone.
It's a big loss.
So, yeah, I think they will struggle a little bit this season. Not in the sense of struggling in regards to the league overall, but to do as well as they did last year. They're not. I don't think they're going to do as well.
Yeah, I can't see it personally.
And you're just angry that there's another team in Claret and Blue doing better than you in the league, right?
That is true, but we're the one and only team in Claret and Blue, let's face it.
Are you? I mean, Burnley wear it, Villa wear it.
Who cares about them? Not us on this podcast, Clive.
No, that's true, so why do you even bring it up?
Fuck you, Bob.
Luke, Tottenham's first 10 games?
Leicester City away, Everton at home, Newcastle away, Arsenal at home, Brentford at home, Man United away, Brighton away, West Ham at home, Crystal Palace away, and Aston Villa at home. I was looking at this for the games we played last season, so the last time we played against them, those teams, the first 10. We smashed Leicester 4-1, drew against Everton, which we should have won that game anyway. We got smashed against Newcastle 6-1. We got destroyed. They're a bogey team for us. Arsenal, we drew 2-2. Brentford, we lost 3-1. I don't know how we lost that game. United, we won 2-0. Brighton, we beat 2-1. West Ham, we beat 3-2. Sorry, Bob. It's embarrassing because Emerson Royale scored.
Embarrassing.
Crystal Palace, we drew. Again, this is always a tough game. And Villa, we lost, which I knew that was a game that we was all over in, but we still lost. I think we've got Leicester, Everton, Newcastle and Arsenal, the first four games. I think Leicester we should be winning. Everton we should be winning. Newcastle, I'll take a draw away from home. Just because they're a bogey team like Liverpool for us. Arsenal, we should be beating you at home. I don't care how much form you're on. We should be beating you at home. Just because of the derby and people should be up for it and not be sitting back and letting Arsenal dictate play. So it'd be an interesting game.
I mean, last season's game at your place, we let you off the hook. We should have been 2-0 up at half-time, 3-0 up.
Yeah.
Jesus missed an absolute sitter.
He did, yeah. Madison giving it away.
Then Rice... No, it was Jorginho, wasn't it? Ex-Chelsea boy.
Jorginho gave it away for us for Son.
Yeah, Son to run in.
Yeah, he scored two in that game.
Yeah, so I think... Yeah.
It's a derby, Clive. These things...
Yeah, it is a derby.
These things happen. And I think getting you out... getting... playing Arsenal early on might work in our favour.
Last season we didn't look good. We was grinding out results, but we didn't look good.
Yeah, and I feel like those first four games, always teams are just trying to find their rhythm into the season. Because everyone's like, because Tottenham sometimes go like 3-4 games unbeaten, and we're top of league, and everyone's like, oh shit, Tottenham are going to win the league. And then really seven games in, we're already like at the middle of the table. So
no one says that other than Spurs fans.
Even that season that Leicester won the league, nobody thought, hang on a minute, Tottenham could win this.
There was a moment there was definitely a moment.
Then you ended up finishing third somehow.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah,
did you get beat by Newcastle? Was it like 5-1?
It was Newcastle. So yeah, it was Newcastle. Yeah. And then Hugo Lloris's last game, I think. he just like, fuck this, I'm not playing no more. But yeah, if those first games would be interesting. If we can start off with Leicester and Everton, get 6 points, I'd be happy. If we start off really bad, make our season, we might as well just fucking quit now. If we're not beating Leicester.
Leicester's your first game of the season.
Yeah. Away from home. Yeah.
So what's your prediction?
For that result?
Yeah.
3-0.
Away win.
Yep, 3-0.
3-0 away win.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, they are newly promoted. Jamie Vardy's going to get a goal against you there.
Yeah. I've
gone for a 3-0 Arsenal home win. First game of the season against Wolves.
Wolves? Do you see their recent game?
Pre-season, bro.
No, look. I'd be a bit worried about Wolves. You've heard it here, guys, first. It's recorded. All right.
Are you referring to when they beat West Ham recently?
Everyone beats West Ham. I'm not talking about West Ham. I can't remember who they played, but they played really well.
Was it West Ham?
Yeah.
Chelsea's first 10.
I actually wrote down the results for every 10. So if you want to know the scores, let me know. But our opening game is City. Mm-hmm. We're at home. As worrying as the pre-season is, I've put that down as a draw. I've initially put 1-1, but it could be 2-2. It could be a Desmond. what are you laughing at, mate?
I just enjoyed that reference. Well done.
The Desmond, thank you. So, yeah, City, West Ham, Liverpool and United, and Newcastle, all in the first 10. So...
No easy first 10 games here, is there?
No, I've gone for Desmond against West Ham as well. Because you're our bogey team. I can't stand playing West Ham. You just never hear the end of it. It's sickening. you'll get West Ham fans that you haven't spoke to in about, well, since the last season. And they'll text you. Just to rub it in. It's like, mate, come on, have a day off. Got to do a bit of charity every now and then, and yes. I've gone for us drawing away to Liverpool 1-1.
Wait, you're not going through all your results right now?
No,
because
just the four that I said. Newcastle at home on 2-1 win. Yeah,
and you're getting United. Carried away.
You're
getting carried away. We've got to do predictions for coming week's podcast, Clive. Clive, tell him to shut up.
I mean, he's probably going to readjust him once he sees how bad Chelsea are.
Yeah, fair.
This was my pre-season first 10 fixtures guess. But I've got us hopefully getting 16 points in the opening 10, which would suggest a stronger start than last season because we only got 12 in the opening 10 last season. I like our attack at the moment. It's better than last season. If we don't get these injuries, so the defence is still going to be leaky, but we've got a better attacking squad, especially if James stays fit, Palmer on form, Neto, if he plays on the left, and Nkunku if he stays fit. So we'll see.
And you didn't give us a score for West Ham Villa, Bob.
So hear me out here, Clive. All right, yep. I'm going to go So Ollie Watkins will score against us. He always does. It's 100%. If anyone wants to put a bet on Ollie Watkins to score against us, because he will.
There you go, Mitchell.
I'm not a bigger better.
But I'm going to go 2-1 West Ham. I think we're going to get off to a good start. I think, like I was explaining in our pre-season, we haven't put out a full squad pretty much. Well yeah. When we did against Celta Vigo today, we looked a little bit better. So I think we're going to win 2-1 and we're all going to be happy. Mitchell's going to drop Aston Villa out of his top four and everyone's going to be happy.
Listen, they're staying top four and we're staying bottom three, mate. It's going to be a rough season for you.
It's not. We're going to be great.
So in terms of the little segment of humans v AI, I think we each predict
our
team's results. team's results.
Wait, Clive. Wait. Yep. Is there going to be a jingle for this?
Mike, can make... Mike, if you can make a jingle. Mike, if you can make a jingle, that would be great.
That would.
I'd love it if Mike just put in Mike saying, jingle.
I wouldn't put it past him. He did give Luke the nickname Samba Jaw at Tuesday Night Football.
Oh,
so, because he plays like a Brazilian on Tuesday night, it's always rolling around injured.
Oh, wow, I was going to say that makes more sense.
He's lying. I haven't been injured for ages.
You haven't been injured for ages. You barely do 2 weeks in a row on a Monday night.
You're joking, right?
Oh, I'm absolutely not joking.
I've been in the
fucking
last
injury prone bastard.
4 or 5 weeks.
No, you haven't. You were off for a month with a cold.
No, I wasn't.
You fucking was.
I was definitely not off for a month.
I feel like it was at least a month.
Nope.
Anyway, cut this, Mike.
Just put the jingle in.
Once the jingle's in.
Human versus AI.
I'm going to have it predict against the same four games, obviously. So do you want to know the predictions now for the first games, and then like we'll give ourselves like 3 points for bang on prediction, 1 point for
yes,
a result,
Clive.
And 0 points for nothing at all,
and then a little trophy AI at the end,
us against the AI. So all happy with that kind of idea?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so gonna win this.
I'm confused.
Doesn't take much. He's a West Ham fan.
Do you want me to read out? So I've just asked it to do the prediction of the West Ham Aston Villa game.
It's gone 3-1 Villa, isn't it?
And so predicting the exact score of a football match is challenging due to many variables involved. However, based on current form, team news, and recent performances, I can provide an informed guess. For the match between West Ham and Aston Villa next weekend, a reasonable predicted score could be West Ham 1. Aston Villa 2. Aston Villa have been impressive
of what I said.
Under Unai Emery and have strengthened their squad with quality additions. West Ham, while strong, might face a tough challenge against Villa's attack.
Do you know
threat.
What, right? I've always said, fuck AI. Yeah. And then this is, prime example.
So I've also just chucked in Arsenal versus Wolves, and it is agreed with me. Arsenal 3, Wolves 0. God damn it.
I mean, that was a bit quick, Clive. That's bullshit.
do you want me to screenshot it?
No cheating, Clive. Come on, mate.
There's absolutely no chance of cheating.
Absolute bullshit.
I mean, it knows I talk sense. That's what it knows.
It's not there you go. Right. Now.
Right. Oh, back to business, though. So, Leicester v Tottenham.
Oh, wow. I like it. It's giving it like, oh, West Ham, Aston Villa would be a challenging prediction. And then the Arsenal one's going, well, this is pretty easy.
Next.
Clive, your little tabs at the top, how to penetrate. What have you been watching, mate, eh?
that's the work thing.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Whatever you get up to in your own time, mate, you know. Keep that in, Mike.
Remove. So do you want to Leicester v Tottenham? it has predicted Leicester 1, Tottenham 2.
Fair enough.
Oh, Chelsea City. Oh, this is going to be the nasty one for Mitchell, I think.
No, I reckon it'll go 2-2.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
What he's trying to do, it's going to take a little while to process because it's trying to go through like a thing to say.
The 50-man squad.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Man City, as one of the strongest teams in the league, usually has the upper hand in big matches like this. Even though Chelsea has the quality to challenge them, nobody thinks that. While Chelsea playing at home could make it a tight game, Man City's overall strength and consistency might see them come out on top with a narrow win. Manchester City 2, Chelsea 1.
Yeah. You don't know. Fuck all. I've said it all along. Fuck AI.
Excellent. So that's the predictions. Yeah, so I don't know if we want to do like a mini league, just us versus the AI, or we want to all have like a separate league so that we're only getting points each individually. I guess, yeah. That. Cool, individually, I decided. Fuck you guys.
Fair enough.
I still don't know what's going on.
Nothing new there. I'm going to come back to you, Mitchell, on best signing of the season. Go.
Dave, you're not going to get it, mate. You're going to have to pause this and let me go through all the fucking signings. I've absolutely no idea.
All right, we'll come back to you next week. And
next
then,
week?
No.
Ross Barkley for Villa.
Look, Bob, if you let me finish my sentence, I'll give you the chance to change your mind next week as well.
I don't want to change, but I want Mitchell to decide now.
Ross Barkley for Villa, there you go.
You don't actually believe that, do you?
Oh, it's just the first name that popped into my head.
Cool. Well, I think that's a wrap for this episode, unless anyone else, like, there's any other business, any other chat that you want. And yeah, we're download it, give it to Mike to knock out Luke's fucking typing. And Bob's.
It wasn't my typing. It's not my typing.
That typing was for the last hour. Horrific.
That was
Bob's
not my typing.
Sorry.
You wouldn't be able to hear my keyboard anyway.
Mitchell was fucking tapping of his pen or whatever.
You can't even hear my fan that's on, and it's right next to me.
I mean,
it's
called. Oh, that's what that was.
It's called great noise cancelling. Bitches.
Well, someone's talking.
I mean, we could hear you type, Luke.
You cannot hear me. All right, look. Do you hear that?
I can hear that.
You can't hear that. You can't hear that.
I can hear that clear as day.
You can't hear that.
Do it again.
You're not doing it, you lying cunt.
this.
Yeah, that's fucking loud.
Yeah.
That's not that loud. Stop being a bitch.
Cool. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. And we will do this again next week.
Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Catch you. Cool.
Thanks.
See you later, guys.
Catch you later.
See you later.
Bye. Bye. Bye.